neighbor.
Welcome back to Party Line on Boone's Best 102.7 and WILO. Party Line presented by Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com. Big Deals, Avery Home Furniture, Mattress and Appliances, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Ivy Tech Community College, Marshan's Window Tinting, Encompass Credit Union, and TC Trailers. The online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, the Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoups, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoups Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. Our next guest is in studio, Mr. Burt Weaver, who is a Clinton County Commissioner. Happy Friday.
Well, thank you very much.
Is it like every day a Friday for you?
No.
Absolutely not.
It is not. It is any other day.
That's true, because you are absolutely still as busy as you probably were, because you're very active in our community here, and I would think being a commissioner does take a bit of time.
We have actually a good staff of commissioners now, and we try to get involved in everything that we can, and each one of us kind of goes where we can go. And in fact, last night, Kevin Myers and I were lucky enough to go to a graduation at the library for a group of people who were receiving their diplomas that had been working very hard in a special group. So, we're busy every day, it seems. But that's okay.
That's all right. That gets you out in the community. To me, is extremely important, especially in the position that you're in, to get out there, one, to support everything that's going on in the community, but also to get some feedback and talk to people.
Yeah. Well, we definitely get feedback. So.
I'm sure.
Oh, I bet. That's the one thing you don't have any lack of.
Yeah, that's right. We get feedback.
Well, I know... I just want to talk about it real briefly and get it out of the way, because really there's not that much to discuss. But the data center is a huge thing, more so for the city of Frankfort than the county. But depending on if that thing would ever come to fruition, it's going to affect the county, too, before it's over with. So, oh. I mean, I know you guys released a brief statement on that. Just talk about it just a tiny bit, and then we're going to move on.
Wow, you went there right off the bat, didn't you?
Well, yeah. I figured let's...
Yeah, go right for the
throat.
Yeah,
welcome here. Let's go into
it. I figured let's talk about it. Let's get it out of the way and get it done.
I have it down, so...
Yeah, you knew it was coming.
I knew it was coming, so... And that's okay. You're right. We didn't know. In fact, I didn't know anything about it until... actually, a day before our commissioners' meeting, I got a phone call from one of the landowners, and one of the landowners said that they'd signed a contract, and that in that contract they failed to put some special language in that they wanted, and wanted to know if we could help them and put some language in our area plan to protect them. And that was the first I knew about it, didn't know what I was talking about. And I said, well, the good thing is I've got a commissioner's meeting tomorrow. I'll find out and look into it. And quite honestly, that was the conversation. I had no clue what he was talking about. So it just so happens that we have not been involved in anything. I have not been to any meetings. I have no communication and knowledge whatsoever about it. However, obviously I get to read and hear what's being said and done. And... you know, I think that if it does come to the county, I can tell you that we will do our due diligence very well. One of the advantages that the county has over the city is we've been through a lot of this before. So, you know, looking into all of the factors that need to be done, and there's a large group of different committees and groups that have to go forward. There's a lot, you know, we have... the drainage board will go through and look through all of the drainage issues that comes on. Obviously, our area plan itself, and then the area planning board, and then the The surveyor will be involved in a lot of the things. So there is a large stepping group that we go through, and we'll go through it. We're not in a hurry to do anything that would jeopardize the county one way or the other. However, I can tell you that we're interested in improving our county both financially and economically if it is in fact a good thing. I've heard about the different things in Facebook or Clinton County, whatever, concerned citizens and so forth. And, you know, those are all concerns, but in our case, we'll listen to the facts first before we make any decisions. So, like I said, I've not spoke to anybody. I've not had any knowledge in it and whatsoever. On one hand, I'd like to improve our county. If we can improve our income and we can improve our situation in the long run, 5-10 years down the road, I'm interested in doing that. But I'm also interested in keeping the county as a county that we love and live. And, you know, it is an agricultural community, and we're well respected of that. So it just so happens one of our commissioners is a farmer. So we're well attuned. My father-in-law was a farmer and taught ag forever. So, yes, we'll be cautious of our heritage, I guess, and look into all the facts and figures.
No, and that's all you can do. Like you said, there's a lot being put out there on the social medias and everything else. And, you know, let's not speculate until we have all those facts.
Well, I did see, and it's amazing, somebody made a statement that the commissioners were lining their pocket. I've looked at my pockets. They got holes in them. So, I don't know. I'm not sure who's getting lined.
I'm not sure what to get lined with, huh?
I need to sew my pockets up at this point, you know. So I can tell you that is not true.
Well, people sometimes throw things out there that sometimes are a little... Very
at the wall.
Yes, off the wall. That's a very perfect way.
See what's going to stick. Yes,
just off the wall.
Yeah, very off the wall.
Yeah. Budget season is upon us, and you guys have to do. I know. Don't give me that. I'm doing the same thing at my house.
Sadly to say, you are exactly right. Our budget time is here, and all of our departments are scrambling. As a lot of people know, there's a lot of fear and unknown because the state has made all kinds of rumors and comments, and, you know, they've cut the budget in many locations already as far as income coming back to us, and how we calculate our budget is a real problem when we don't know anything. So, it's here, and sadly to say, our administrative assistant is scrambling right now. She actually had to go home with a major headache yesterday afternoon because she was just overloaded. It is a problem for us.
Yeah, I understand that wholeheartedly. Now, have you heard the rumors that there's a possibility the state's going after surpluses?
Yeah, I have, and I hope it's just simply a rumor. You know, I think we're going to be okay with things. I just don't know. You know, our new governor, sadly to say, is a new governor and hasn't really had involvement with state numbers and so forth. So it's different than running a business. So I hope that our leaders slow down and make sure before we jump in certain categories.
Is everything happening year one, or is there a plan where some of these changes are happening over so many years?
Well, I question that myself. I think because of new leadership going in and out, I think there is a plan that's put down. And sadly to say, I think when new leadership comes in, sometimes their plan's not the same as the other plan. So in government, I think there are a lot of changes. And, you know, they make a lot of changes because they want different leadership in different roles with different ideas. So that's part of the bad part. And like I said, many of us come in and don't have a background, and yet we want to make changes, and we don't understand the whole picture. So when I became a commissioner, for example, I made the comment it took me a year to figure out where the men's bathroom was. So to come in and make changes, in things that I have no knowledge of. I came from a business world, and quite honestly, it was an education, because in the business, I was able to make changes right away and do things. Well, you can't do it because it affects five or six other places. So it takes time. And regretfully, I think that's one of our pitfalls is that, you know, the new guy comes in, has never had any experience in this role as a governor, and it's a learning process. So.
Yeah, I agree. Well, it's looking better downtown.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I am very pleased with the way, actually, in many locations in downtown it looks good, but the annex, in my opinion, is looking very nice. It fits in with the rest of the structures around, and we're getting close. We were supposed to move in May, and as you know, in construction, it never happens that way. There's always a delay and pieces falling apart, and quite honestly, in May, we were ready to move, and we kind of did a walkthrough and said, no, we're not ready to move yet. So the commissioners kind of pulled the plug and said, we need other things fixed before we move in. We don't want to have work being done at the same time we're trying to work there. When it's finished, it's finished, and then we'll go. And I give kudos to our president, Jordan Brewer, for, pulling the plug and saying, hey, we've got to slow down and let's get it right. So there's been many things that we've tried to fine-tune, and it has actually slowed us down a little bit. So I am guessing in the next 30 days, and this is Bert Weaver's opinion only, in the next 30 days we may be there. One of my other partners in crime says it'll be November before we move in. So, it's an unknown at this point. But we're not quite ready to move in yet.
Is it more so just tweaking some of the stuff inside as far as not necessarily construction-wise, but making sure, like, you've got all the IT stuff in place that you're going to need, all the everything that's there for the upgrades, like, that you didn't have at the courthouse,
right,
and making sure all of that's all up to snuff and ready to go?
No, I think that for the most part, most of those things are pretty much in line. We weren't happy with the sidewalk in front of the building, and so they're going to have to rip the sidewalk out in front of our building and redo it because of a 4-inch increase in which we feel like was a trip hazard, and we're not satisfied with that. There were some constructional things on the backside that needed to be corrected, small things inside that every home seems to have when you build, a hole here that wasn't supposed to be, and electrical outlets that were supposed to be but aren't. And so, you know, it's just the fine-tuning, I guess it would be. And there's some craft errors that we want to make sure it's right. There were holes where the wall plate was smaller than what the hole is so that you could see behind the wall plate the hole, you know, and when we pay as much money as we are doing, it's going to be right. We're not happy with...
This is not a DIY act.
That's exactly right. Uh-huh. So we're holding to them, and I'm sure our contractor is not happy with us in a lot of ways, but it's going to be right. You know, we started out with diagrams and plans, and that was what was agreed upon, and we want to make sure they're correct. Like I said, wall plugs that had the holes smaller, or the bigger, the back
plate,
of the
yeah.
were
oh,
bigger
yeah.
than what the wall plug was.
Yeah, kind of like what I have in my house every time my husband touches something.
But you know, say, wow! Bert Weaver, Clinton County Commissioner, is our guest on Party Line today.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad. I think everybody's happy, especially you guys. I mean, it's been a long process, and I know you're packed up, ready to move in and get moved in, and then the courthouse goes under the knife a little more once everything gets shifted.
Yeah, and as you know, what we're going to do is move everything from the courthouse into the new annexation, so the courts are going to be with us, and that's going to be a challenge, really, because we're going to have so much in that building, and it's not going to be complete, and, you know, we're going to be shifting offices back and forth so the courts can go on and the commissioners can't do their job and so forth. So it's going to be a challenge, but we really didn't want to have the courthouse undergoing construction and having them listening to hammers and drywall and so forth at the same time remodeling. So we felt like it's best to move everybody with us and temporarily, when I'm saying temporarily, my guess is 6 to 9 months at least, remodeling the courthouse. So it will be a challenge for us for the next year.
It'll be a real challenge for you if you don't get moved in, if you get moved in right before tax time.
Oh, I know. Don't say that.
Because I'm sitting there thinking, okay, September.
Yeah.
You get moved in. Oh, November.
Thanks. Thanks.
Well, the new I do want to touch on something kind of fun and pretty cool. The new barns at the fairgrounds are amazing. I know to get those things put up in a week to 10 days, that was crazy. I know there was still some little tweaking and everything that needed to be done, like the gutters. The gutters weren't up yet for fair, but that's okay. You know, fantastic for you guys to make that come together with the fair council. And do you know, have all the little tweaks been done to it now? I know they were going to start in on it after the fair was over.
Well, they were going to start, but that was just last week, and so. Quite honestly, we pushed them very hard, as you know. So, no, the tweaks aren't completely finished, but I feel confident in the next couple of weeks it'll be completed and done. It was a push. The Fair Council did an amazing job, both with that barn situation and the fair itself. The fair struggled with weather a couple of times, but they weeded through it. It was very successful, in my opinion. The barn itself is really great to have. Having it tore down and put up before the fair was just an amazing push. And there was a lot of extra help that got into that. And everybody rolled up their sleeves and did, in my opinion, an outstanding job. And it's very nice. We look forward to doing some other things. Quite honestly, we're already talking hard about trying to figure out a way to get the concession stands and the stadium or the bleachers squared away, and that's going to be a big project.
Yeah, the grandstand project is going to be a big one
and an
expensive one.
Yeah. We're hoping, and we've already negotiated or talked with a couple of the industries around for some help, and we've got some commitments started. So that's underway, but it's going to be a big project for us at this point, but it needs to be done. So we're proud of out there, and we're proud of the way it looks. Like I said, the fair board's done an amazing job working together, and kudos to them for keeping it as it is. And again, there was a lot of extra elbow help that volunteers put together and so forth, and I appreciate all of them.
Yeah, I love the fact that we're continuing to grow, but we're also continuing to keep that heritage as well. So It's a nice balance between the two,
and I think that's
one of those things that we need.
Thank you.
I-65, everything seems to be pretty cool out there.
On my list.
Are we still looking at more growth out that way?
Well, as you know, we did have one big investor, and you know we're still working with that, and the infrastructure is there. We're working on some more plumbing and plumbing. It's not plumbing. You know, the pipes are 18 inches or 20 inches. It's not plumbing, I guess. But yes, the infrastructure is being continued, and we've got some possibles going on. There's still negotiations for other people coming in, and yeah, it's going to be a good thing. As you know, the roundabout itself is completed and done. There was a lot of hassle. People don't realize we went back and argued with the state, and it's amazing. We wanted the roundabout to be 18 inches wider than the normal roundabouts that the state puts in. And our argument was we have farmers who go through there with larger equipment anymore and also semi-trucks. So, but to change 18 inches was a battle.
You would not think that's that difficult.
Yeah, 18 inches. Just
18 inches,
pour more
big deal.
Exactly. But to get the state and get the engineers and all the diagrams and stuff, but we won that battle. Kudos again to Jordan Brewer, because he battled with the state and the state engineers and the contractors, and you know, we ended up moving it 18 inches. It's wider. We don't have any infrastructure problems now with it out there. Trucks are going around very easy. And quite honestly, in fact, one of the things I put down, we came in $300,000 under budget. So even with the additional 18 inches. So
now they might find they're doing that more places after they put ours
in. It's because they didn't have to tear it out three times like they did 32 because they didn't build it big enough. And it's still not big enough. Still watch semis go over the curves all the time.
Every time.
Let alone trying to take anything else through there. So,
you know,
yeah.
I know that, in fact, that's one of the things that I see as an individual that I wish our state would do. There is so much money wasted, you know, 28 in town where they had right in front of CVS, for example, and they put a barricade almost down through the middle of 28, and it didn't last but 6 months. And I know for a fact we argued with them at that time not to do that. They tore it up, took it out, put it in, took it out again. It's like, what are we thinking, you know?
Yeah, and definite
then
waste.
If you come on down, just recently when they did 28, they put those walkways. There was one by Schultz's going across, or close to Schultz's. And there was another one on down by,
Dollar General?
Yes,
Dollar General.
But nobody walks across there and so forth. And to have a walkway and so forth, and once again it was going to be a problem. And it wasn't, but about one day after that was done, our truck, actually our ambulance, was in a hurry, pulled out around and turned their sirens on and ran over that and busted the front end of our vehicle because they hit the barricade or the little cement embutment that was there. And, of course, then we told them we didn't want them there. The mayor told them we didn't want them there, and guess what? They put them there, and then guess what? They tore them out. You know,
yeah.
It's like, come on. So you think of the money, and that's just in Frankfort or Clinton County. If
and that's
you did
happening
that
everywhere.
All over,
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have to cut the budgets from other locations if they would simply stay on top of some of the waste that's going on. But
yeah.
And
I'm
listen,
just,
again, listen to the people from that community.
Yeah.
Every community, we kind of know what we need. And we're trying to save the state money, too. It would save them money, too.
And I'm sorry, but 90% of the engineers that are doing that stuff have never driven in a semi. They have never been, they're probably driving a bug.
Yeah.
You know, something that doesn't take any kind of room at all.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think they should all have to go out in the communities and actually work in the communities, be a part of the community before they go designing something for that community.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I can tell you, the solar group, our solar panels and so forth, when they were installing, they had to purchase dirt from the landfill and truck in dirt because they had made a mistake, and those panels have to be on somewhat flat level ground. Well, when they did the preliminaries, they did it by a flyover, and they looked at the fields and the grass looked level. Well, guess what? There's ditches and there's uneven ground.
There ain't nothing level in Clinton County, I'm telling you.
but they did a flyover, and then that's what they did the plans with, but then they realized that it wasn't. They had to buy dirt, $1 million worth of dirt, to make the field level that they wanted to put the solar panels on. Now, that's amazing that they did it from a flyover and looked at it and saw the grass that was somewhat level and thought that was a good field to do.
Yeah.
You know, that's an engineer sitting in New York somewhere that put the plans together. So.
Exactly.
And I don't know it was New York, but it was somewhere else other than here.
And
exactly.
No feet on the ground or anything.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a lot of
that. Oh, Bert, we always enjoy having you in. Thank you.
It.
Yes,
yeah.
We appreciate you being here. Anything else you need to add before I run through a few of these quick things here?
Sure. Well, I do want to give kudos, just so that you know, our annex is getting close. Our Board of Health has a new leadership, and that's a big deal. We also have traded our mental health group. Howard Community's been with us for many years, and we now have a new organization that's moving in, and they'll be looking for new building and build space. And so that health care is going to be a big thing to help in our community. Howard Community's been with us for 15, 20 years, But just recently, we've made the decision to increase and do some better things. And so I'm looking forward to that. So a lot of good things happening, quite honestly. So
love that. We always look forward to having you. Thank you, Bert. Hang out for just a minute here. A couple of things we need to remind folks of that tonight I will be broadcasting live 5 o'clock until 7 from Old Hickory Days. That's because they are having their Old Hickory Days Festival, but it's also the Perry Township Fire Department's annual fish fry this evening, and that is from 5 o'clock until 8, and the Mad Hatter's Band will be there from 7 o'clock until 10. Tomorrow is a full day out at Old Hickory Days. It starts with the pancake breakfast. They're having the Hickory Hustle. They'll have a parade down there. There's a show and shine, all kinds of fun all day long, and then tomorrow evening, the gates open for the truck and tractor pull at 6. The truck and tractor pull kicks off at 7 tomorrow. This is a huge event for the Colfax Lions Club. It is their biggest fundraiser of the year. And if you have not been to the Lions Club park down there, they have put so many improvements into that park.
And this is sanctioned polls for all the different associations. This thing is huge. Mm-hmm. As Jamie said when we had him on the other day, we could see as many as 100 hookups.
That's crazy.
That's a lot. So I'm telling you, one, it's going to be cooler. Perfect weather.
That's
nice
the thing.
Weather.
I hope they have a great turnout.
Take you a light jacket because you're going to want it. And you may want a pillow and a blanket because I'm saying this thing's, he says they're shooting for midnight. I'm saying one or two.
Also, the Bodacious Band is tomorrow night there, 7 o'clock until 10. So that's happening in Colfax. Today, starting at 4 o'clock and tomorrow at 4 o'clock, you can get out to the Clinton County Fairgrounds. They're having harness racing. This is kind of their late summer harness racing. And I talked to Hillary Wednesday. They are having harness racing at the fairgrounds today and tomorrow. And again, both days start at 4 o'clock. Tomorrow is Family Day at the Wabash and Erie Canal. That's from 1 o'clock until 4 as well. And if you haven't been down there yet, Wabash and Erie Canal Park is beautiful. And so tomorrow is Family Day there. You can enjoy that. Also, Russell's Rumble and Car Show for the kids tomorrow. That's at the Boys and Girls Club. They'll have all kinds of things happening there, including a 50-50 auction, door prizes, and music. And that's all happening from 10 o'clock until 3. The Ice Cream Social is happening at the Thorntown Heritage Museum. They will have Bluegrass Jammers at 6:30 in the evening, and the Ice Cream Social is from 6 until 8:30 at 124 West Main Street in Thorntown. Cornerstone Church is having a back-to-school jam, and that is from 2 o'clock until 5 tomorrow. That's at 5641 West Mulberry Jefferson Road. They'll have bounce houses, games, hot dogs, popcorn, Hawaiian shave ice, face painting. Healthy Communities of Clinton County will be out there, and they're offering free backpacks or free back-to-school, haircuts. And that's provided by the Back Porch Salon. So a lot happening there as well. And I think that does it for our list of events that are coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
Another busy weekend. Get out and enjoy, right?
And the weather is going to be fantastic. So, Bert, are you heading over for the fish fry?
Yes, I am.
I kind of figured you would.
Look at me and what do you think? And I'm not even campaigning or anything. I'm going.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Join us back here Monday for another edition of Party Line on WILO and Boone's Fest at 102.7.